Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Here's a brief but annoying message to let you know that you could have first heard this episode 9 months ago if you were a subscriber to our Iron Filing Society Patreon offering.
For the price of a pint and a St. Clement's each month, you can get up to 4 episodes a week, 9 months before the rest of the world gets them. Early access to regular episodes, lots of other marvellous benefits, and there's absolutely no adverts or brief but annoying messages like this that will get right on your tics.
Find out more and subscribe now at tftimemachine.com/ironfilings.
Here we go. 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 This is it.
This is Top Flight Time Machine. I am Andy Dawson. Pow, pow, pow.
I'm Sam Delaney. So what?
It's a Melchester Odyssey again. We are looking at, in case you didn't know, it's the best of Roy the Rovers, the 1980s. If you're not listening to this as an IFS member, if you listen to this 9 months after we record it, what the fuck have you been doing? You must be realising by now you've missed out by not getting into this 9 months ago because it's so fucking
and
good.
And if you've been busy with other stuff and you feel like there's not enough time to consume all of this content, then I think you need to reassess your life and what we're all here for. Really consuming sort of creative content, entertainment,
where's this going?
art is really what separates us from the fucking animals,
from
isn't
the beasts.
From the beasts, yeah. So what I'm saying to you is, if you're prioritizing toil,
yeah,
right, the dreary monotony of toil, right, whether that be domestic or professional toil, over just consuming things that have been created, ideas, thoughts, imaginings to brighten your mind and fill your heart with joy. You are no better than a beast. You are like a crab.
Or if you've been listening to the Joe Rogan podcast instead, you're a crab. So there it is.
New t-shirt idea. Yeah. Only crabs listen to Joe Rogan. And then just with a subtle bit of Top Flight Time Machine branding on the sleeve. Hey, if you know, you know.
Bang! Get them out there.
Yeah.
Get on the website now.
Latvians, hey. Gustav, yeah, I've got a great cracking new idea.
New revenue
do
opportunity.
You have, can you draw crabs? Talking of crabs, though, just quickly. An amazing crab has come to my attention.
Amazing crab?
We should probably keep this for one of the free-to-air podcasts, but I'll put it in the newsletter. It came up on a Twitter feed that I've been following called something like Welcome to Nature.
Ooh.
And it's called a coconut crab. Have you ever heard of it?
I have not heard of it.
It's like something from Ripley's Believe It or Not. They are amazing, right? It's like from fucking Jason and the Argonauts. They're huge.
What's it
right?
called?
They're the size of a fucking dog.
What's it called?
Coconut crab.
Looking
Google
now.
It now, right? They're called coconut crabs because their claws are so enormous that they come out, and what they do is that when coconuts drop from trees, that's the
Fuck!
Crab come out and break the coconut with their claw and then drink the liquid from inside
fucking
the sweet nectar.
Fucking hell!
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm looking
That's
at
what
picture.
I was like when I first saw
I'm
it. I thought it can't be real. It must be a wind-up.
And it's clambering all over a fucking bin. And it's the size of the bin.
Yeah.
Whoa.
It can get anywhere. They can climb up trees. I've seen them climbing up trees. Everything. I saw a group of them devouring a pig.
Oh, man, we're fucked.
Yeah, I mean, it's fucking madness. Like, you know, what if they turn up on the Isle of Wight? What's they the... could take over no problem in the blink of an eye.
We've had it. Whereabouts do these cunts live then?
I don't know, somewhere where coconuts are readily available.
God, and they only live on coconuts?
That's their main food source, yeah, their main food supply. Shit. Their main energy supply is coconuts.
You ever seen its alternative name? The what? Robber crab.
The it's robber, a robber crab?
Yeah.
It's fucking mad.
I'm a fucking...
What I can't believe...
I'm a fucking robber. I'm going to come and rob your fucking coconuts.
Let's see you fucking stop me. Have you seen the size of me?
Look at me.
I'm the size of a dog. But how many dogs do you know that have got big fucking pincer claws, right? And a hard outer shell?
None.
Answer, none.
Give us your fucking coconuts now.
Why aren't these animals more famous? I mean, why have we reached our mid to late 40s and only just become aware of perhaps Mother Nature's most awesome creation?
Well, this is the beauty of the world and of education, isn't it? This is why we've been given brains by John God, so we can always be filling them with new information about stuff we didn't know.
It's also why Sir John Twitter invented Twitter, because I found out, you know, yeah, Twitter sometimes is just a forum for hatred or for demented fucking chemists to hound an innocent journalist.
For making a single...
almost to his grave.
Off-the-cuff remark.
Mm. Right, and that's sometimes that's the ugly side of Twitter. But balancing that out, you know, I followed a lot of nature things and you know, I found out about the fucking... this crab, which is astonishing. It is like something from... dinosaur times, isn't it?
Relationship with humans on the Wikipedia page. Adult coconut crabs have no known predators.
No, I'm not fucking surprised, mate.
Other than other coconut crabs.
Yeah, harder coconut crabs and from the estate.
Survival of the fittest and humans.
Because you get, like, posh ones who live in quite nice rigs near the beach, and then they've got the estate crabs who are a little bit rougher.
Yeah, they'll eat the other ones, won't they? But the other predators are humans. Its large size and the quality of its meat means the coconut crab is extensively hunted and is very rare on islands with a human population. So we're on top of these fuckers at the minute.
It's we were watching a video. I said to Len this morning, I said, right, you got to fucking check out these coconut crabs, mate. I saw them yesterday on Twitter. You're not going to believe it. So I show it to him and he's like, whoa. Just like, wow, my God, what? What's this? And so we start watching this video, so one I picked at random. And it becomes clear that the point of the video, but it was only after a few minutes that we realised this, that the fucking twats in the video were hunting the crabs to cook and eat them.
Yeah.
And Len doesn't like that. Nor do I in particular, but he really doesn't like anything where animals are being hurt or injured. And he went, hang on a minute, they're going to catch this crab. They're going to catch it and eat it.
Yeah.
And sure enough, he was right. I read the blurb underneath, and it did say that the video ended with them barbecuing the cunt.
I wonder how tasty though. It depends on how tasty it is, really, about how I feel about that.
I mean, you know, in the days when I ate seafood, it does sound fucking delicious, because crab meat's nice. But imagine that'd be a huge crab steak, wouldn't it?
It would. And
it'd
be
enormous.
Here's another bit from the Wikipedia. Do you want to know how to get them to loosen their grip? Say, for example, they've got you by the nose. Do you want
tickle
to
tickle it?
Hey,
do you tickle it?
You do. You tickle it.
They're really? Ticklish. Ah, good guess.
Yeah, they're ticklish. It says, it may be interesting to know, in such a dilemma, a gentle titillation of the undersoft parts of the body with any light material will cause the crab to loosen its hold. So you just reach for a feather, give it a little tickle on the tummy.
Oh, don't stop it. Yeah, not so tough now, are you giggling idiot?
Bang! Get on the barbecue!
Smash!
Feather in one hand, hammer in the other. There's dinner.
They're such magnificent beasts.
They are.
On the one hand, I think it's good that humans are capable of killing them if necessary. But at the same time, I don't like the idea of hunting them for food because...
No.
They're magnificent beasts and they're clearly rare, so just fucking go without. Kill a normal crab.
Yeah,
there's loads of them.
They're threatened, it says here. So
yeah, so stop eating coconut crabs. Come on, I mean, if they come start hanging around trying to nick your stuff out of your rig or bully your children, fine, smash them up. But if it's just that you're hungry and you want an extra big bit of crab meat, then fucking rein it in. Have a cheese sandwich instead.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, that's our conservation message for this episode.
Yeah.
Now we could probably move
watch
on
out
to
Attenborough.
We could probably move on to Roy
There's
the Rovers.
There's some new kids on the block.
Roy the Rovers then. So this next episode, it starts, it says at the top, Roy was forced to hastily dress and visit the opposition's hotel. Okay, we'll see how that plays out. Although Melchester Rovers had been relegated from the First Division, Roy was hoping for a convincing victory over Highbury, newly promoted from the Second Division, in the final of a Scottish tournament. But this Scottish tournament does my head in.
A Scottish tournament sounds like a euphemism, like they call Macbeth the Scottish Plague. Yeah. It's bad luck to say it. So I reckon this tournament has a name,
but
in footballing circles it's considered bad luck to say the name out loud. So it's just referred to as
the
Scottish tournament.
Yeah, you could be right. But on the night before the vital game, the Rovers Hotel was invaded by Highborough fans, and there they all are, outside in the car park, beneath Roy's bedroom window, shouting, Highborough! Highborough! And Roy, he's come to the window, he's opened his window, and he's shouting, Hey, leave it off! How am I players supposed to get a decent night's sleep with all that racket going on? Go make a nuisance of yourselves outside your own team's hotel! That's not how it works, is it? They're not going to do that. Fucking idiot. Nah. They've got to keep their own team awake.
That, dickhead?
Fuck's sake, Roy's fucking... They've got under his skin here. They've got him.
Mm.
They're inside his head, living rent-free, as I believe they say.
What are you going to do, Roy? Start crying? Are you crying, Roy, because you can't sleep? Did you have a bad dream? No, I'm not fucking crying. I'm just saying it's not on.
Nice pyjamas, Roy. Are they official Manchester ones?
No, they're not. They're a present from our penny. Anyway, shut up. It's none of your business.
And then we can see all of the Melchester squad are in adjacent rooms at the floor above and next to Roy and everything. To the right there, there's two of them sharing a room. But I don't think Roy's sharing a room with anyone.
Who's that fucking cheeky couple? This bloody brings... This fucking smokes out some of the dodgy goings-on. There's four windows... You got, and it's quite well colour coordinated because each of them are in a full pyjama set, different times. Back in those days, every fella wore a full pyjama set at bedtime, didn't they?
Yeah.
Before the 90s came in and everyone started like wearing her, just go to bed in a pair of shorts and an old t-shirt, yeah. Not band t-shirt. Do you know what I mean?
Get some fucking pyjamas on.
Stop going to bed in some fucking tracksuit bottoms. Right, and a fucking Terminator 2 promotional T-shirt that you've had since 1990. Right, it's all washed out. Go to M&S, get yourself a pair of fucking pyjamas like these fuckers.
Yeah,
had.
Well, I found myself in M&S last night buying some extra school uniform.
Yeah,
and I found myself looking at the nightwear and thinking,
yeah,
maybe it's time to upgrade me nightwear.
Definitely.
You know, get a proper official nightwear. Maybe get some pyjamas. I don't know. Maybe it's time now.
Get pyjamas from M&S because, in M&S, I'm more than familiar with Marks and Spencer's nightwear range because I keep a close eye on it. Not only do I own a lot of it, I'm always considering investing in, I will refresh and replenish my nightwear right? And M&S is my preferred stockist. And the thing is, even M&S, which used to be a bastion of traditionalism, don't worry about that. They go for all the American style kind of, tartan, loose fitting bottoms and perhaps just like a plain long sleeve t-shirt or whatever. No, we're not characters in the popular sitcom Friends. We are Englishmen.
Mm.
And we should wear pyjamas like Englishmen, right? We are not French with their silk gowns and wee willy winky hats. We're Englishmen, and like Roy Race, we should wear traditional pyjamas that button up at the front,
yep.
Right? And M&S have a lovely range of them. So, I'm telling you now as well, it is much more comfortable. You will be more comfortable at night. It feels luxury. It feels luxurious when you go to bed in them.
I'll keep that in mind. I might go back later on.
Yeah, it's good M&S in Sunderland as well. I've been there. When I was there in September, I bought myself a V-neck jumper and a pack of three T-shirts. So there you go. Quality fucking M&S, that one.
Yeah, good stuff. So that's this episode's sponsor read out of the way.
Yeah.
Where are we? Yeah, panel two. Go make nuisance of yourselves outside your old team's hotel. No need to. Ray, someone's already doing it for us. Your supporters. There's a bunch of them down there now keeping our players awake. So we thought we'd hand out the same treatment to the Rovers. Hi, bruh. I don't know how word has got around that this has happened. I don't know if there was no Twitter. No, the players are coordinating with the fan groups. I'm not sure. Mm. Anyway, Roy hastily threw on some clothes. And there's Blackie as well. Do you want me to come along, Roy? Just in case there's any trouble? Blackie fucking fancies it.
I'm bang up for it.
Yeah.
I've got my tail up now. And I tell you this, Roy. If any of them Hybra fans lay a single finger upon you, I will personally beat them to death with my bare hands. I will squeeze the life out of them. I've done it before, Roy. You know I've killed men before, Roy. All right, Rocky, calm down.
I know it's the night before an important match, Roy, but I have to confess I have been drinking very heavily over the last couple of hours on my own in the room.
Once I've got a bit of the old teachers inside of me, my mind soon enough wanders to killing. I don't know what it is about the old ginger lady, but before you know it, I got the voices in my head. Come on, kill. You remember the rush you got last time? And all I'm looking for is an excuse. What better excuse than one of those scumbag animals?
I just laid a finger
on me old pal Racy.
I just need that rush again. I just keep thinking about it. And the only way of getting it is to kill again. Come on, let's get him.
You keep chasing the thrill, Roy. There's nothing like it. All right, Blackie, calm down. We don't have to kill anyone. We just want them to quiet them down. Oh, yeah. No.
I'm just saying I'll kill them willy-nilly. Hypothetically.
Yeah. I'm talking more metaphorically, you know.
So he says, do you want me to come along just in case there's any trouble? It might be as well, Blackie, says Roy, but I've a good idea who's behind all this.
Jalapeño.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Jalapeño.
So they head off to the Parkside Hotel, which is looks like an identical hotel to the one Melchester is staying in. Might even be next door by the looks of it. the Melchester fans are there shouting, Melchester, Melchester. And, of course, they are led by none other than Trevor Brinsden, who we met recently, who is the leader of the breakaway Melchester Ultras. And there he is. Brinsden's fanatical support for the Rovers had already resulted in Roy being banned from a local golf course. As if that wasn't bad enough, they're now disrupting a hotel.
Banned from a fucking golf course banned. And now...
You got me banned from a banned fucking from golf course, hotel, you though. Fucking rowdy cunt.
Brinsden, fucking keep your trap shut, will you? Sling your fucking hook.
There he is. With his denim waistcoat, his short sleeve white T-shirt, and his Melchester bobble hat.
I think this is how the sort of quite sheltered Ride the Rovers writers and illustrators imagined how a classic football hooligan of the era looked. Yeah. Well, you know, these football hooligans, they're scruff bags in bobble hats and denim waistcoats.
But of course, this was 81 when like the casuals were in full floor coming back from the European trips.
There's no Tuccini or Adidas Gazelles or Lacostes on show at all. This is much more sort of rooted in, I imagine, sort of early 70s football hooliganism.
But then again, Melchester haven't been in Europe, have they? So they're fucking relegated. So he says, yeah, hey, good old Roy. We're doing our bit to make sure the Rovers win tomorrow. Roy's not having it. You crazy idiot, Brinsden. We want to win because we're the better team, not because the opposition had tired out. Although it would help, I have to admit. But I never said that.
But that said, come on. Let's play fair here.
Back in.
I like the way that Roy has put his suit on to do this visit in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
Him and Blackie have both put suits on.
Get your suits
and when
on.
He's having a pop at Brinsden, look at Blackie. Blackie's just stood slightly behind Roy to his side, and he is just fucking glaring.
Staring daggers,
he's not
isn't
saying
he?
Anything. He's looking at him like, oh, I'm nice, son. One move.
Make a fucking move. If you fucking dare, I will fucking annihilate you.
I am fucking begging you to make a move, son. Begging you.
I will make...
Give me the excuse I'm looking for. Fucking brains will be spilt out over the fucking pavement sooner than you can say, Roy fucking race.
If you fucking come an inch closer, I will make a widow of your wife and orphans of all your fucking children on this fucking pavement right now.
I'll tell you what, Alf. I'll be at the fucking funeral laughing my fucking head off. And then I'm going to try and get hold of your wife, which I probably will, because I'm fucking rich and famous, you cunt.
Brinsden.
You think about that, Brinsden.
Brinsden says, but Roy, I... And then another one of his ultras shouts, oh, they've got a skinhead there as well next to them. Look, a jolly skinhead. He's got a big smile on his face. One of them shouts...
The jolly skinhead. Good pub, that.
Yeah. One of them shouts, the police! Let's get out of here! Sure enough, the police have arrived. After Roy. And they're off. Brinsden shouts, don't worry, Roy, we've only just started. We'll really put the pressure on Ibra tomorrow. And his mate says, yeah, it looks a bit like Kevin Rowland, his mate. 1980 Kevin Rowland. Says, yeah, we've given him a taste of things to come, eh, Trev? Yaha!
Yaha! And the jolly skinhead's still there in the background, still
jolly.
Just beaming, almost moronically.
It's like, he looks like a fucking Mooney or something like that.
I think he looks like he's been on the drug cigarettes.
High level of serenity, yeah.
Yeah.
Have to watch out for him, I think. And then the Hybra captain was almost as angry as Roy. He's come out, he's got his fucking, looks like he's got his leather jacket on.
Right, this calls for the leather jacket. Where's my leather, I'm going down, I'm putting on my leather jacket so they know I'm in business.
Blackie Gray's down there, it might get nasty. And he says, come along to inspect the troops, have your race. I didn't realise that winning this tournament meant so much to you. So the fucking temperature's rising here as well.
And Roy says, a minute, Gordon.
Gordon. Fucking Gordon. Oh,
don't you Gordon me, race.
Fucking hell, he is Gordon.
Fucking Gordon's here with his fucking perm. That new moustache you got, dickhead.
He's got his sidekick as well. Look at his sidekick behind him. Fucking hell.
Yeah, his henchman. His half-witted henchman.
No match for
here
Blackie.
Comes fucking up. What's this new look you got? Midlife fucking crisis, is it? Special discount up at C&A.
I saw you get
what's
the bubble...
What's with the fucking afro?
I saw you get the bubble perm a couple of years ago. Now you've got a leather jacket as well, you fucking creep.
Been watching too much fucking Starsky and Hutch, haven't you?
Been hanging around teenage girls, have you? You fucking moron. Now, wait a minute, Gordon. And Blackie interjects. Forget it, Roy. He's in no mood to listen to explanations.
There's only one language people like God and understand, and it's the language of murder. Oh, no, no. Hang on, Blackie. No. No way. We're not going to murder Gordon out of the Hydra team. No.
Not before the
match. We've got a right. Things have gone on. They've gone too far. There's no turning back. It's got to be murder. And we've got to murder all the witnesses too.
And you know what? If it turns out that we need to then take our own lives, then so be it.
We'll do it together, like Romeo and Juliet.
Or Bonnie and Clyde.
We'll blow our own fucking brains sky high. I've got a shotgun in the boot, boy. It's got two fucking cartridges in one each. First we'll kill them, and then we'll murder ourselves. It'll be fucking poetic.
I knew this Scottish tournament was going to be trouble. I could smell it.
But the thing is, though, we've been relegated. A player your stature shouldn't have to lower himself to playing in the lower divisions. You're better off dead.
We all are. So we'll kill this Hyper a lot, and then we'll go back to our hotel and kill our own squad as well.
Beautiful. Right, I've got an important question, Roy. Are your affairs in order? Because, you know, Penny and the kids, how's your estate getting carved up? Have you got life insurance, Roy? I'm pretty sure most policies won't cover you if you kill yourself. But if you want, I'll kill you, and you kill me, and therefore our life insurance policy should still pay out.
We'll both shoot on the count of three after we've slaughtered the rest of the squad.
I've thought it all through, Roy.
I've even got
some drawings.
I've got an old fishing tackle bag in the boot of my car, and it's full of guns. I knew this was going to happen, Roy.
Here are some illustrations I've been working on. What? Fucking hell, Blackie. Is that a picture of me and you simultaneously shooting each other in the head? Yes, Roy. It is.
Why are we naked and erect?
That's the way I pictured it. But, you know, whatever you want to do, you can wear what you like. We'll be dead anyway, so who cares?
We'll all be all dead, all nice and dead. Oh, yeah, we'll finish this not off, then we'll go back to the hotel and do our own squad. It could be quite balletic, actually.
Don't you understand? It's a thing of beauty.
Have you heard of it?
And you are an artist, Roy. And what better expression of your art?
Multiple casualties. Have you ever heard of a director called John Woo? He's mainly making films in Hong Kong at the moment, but my God, some of the scenes of violence are beautiful, Roy.
So visceral, Roy.
Well, so we'll see.
Then suddenly it's all over with.
Yeah.
And it's the next day.
Yeah.
And obviously, Blackie Gray's plans have thankfully come to naught.
Yeah.
And the game's going ahead anyway. It says it simply brushes over all of the horrible drama of the previous night with the caption, "The rest of the night passed calmly enough." But the following afternoon, as they walk on to pitch, "Roy, listen, sorry about last night. I've been drinking quite a lot of scotch. So I'd appreciate it if you never brought it. Any of the things I said, I can't remember all of them, but suffice to say, can we just forget about anything that was mentioned last night, vis-a-vis nerda, shotguns and so on?
That stuff I was talking about in the boot of my car, it's just fishing tackle. There's no guns in there.
That's all it is. I swear to God, you can check. I say some silly things. We all do, don't we?
But anyway,
let's just forget about it and get on with the game.
I've had a nice big fucking cook breakfast. Let's get on with this match.
sorry me right now.
So there we are. The Melchester team are walking out onto the pitch. There's cries of Melchester, Melchester. And then Highborough, Highborough. Royce thinking, good grief, what a din. That incident last night seems to have got everyone stirred up. And from the fucking Hybra end, someone shouts, "Hey, look, Rovers are wearing their new strip. It's fantastic."
Can you imagine?
Just fucking switch sides now. Get in with the Melchester fans, you cunt.
Imagine if you sat with your own fans and some bloke sat next to you tries to point out how fantastic the opposition's kit is. Yeah, fucking shut up, mate. Oh, look at the kit.
I'll kill him.
I'd squeeze the life out of the cunt.
Yeah, but it is a fantastic strip, though, Sam.
It is great.
It is. It's their new one with the Gawler sponsor across the front.
And the hoops.
Mm-hmm.
Really good.
So, after only a minute's play, Grandad Gosden has run with the ball, and a Hybera player fucking takes him out, crunching tackle from behind. Gosden shouts, "Ah!" And the Hybera player shouts, "Funk. We're wide awake now, Melchester." "Ah, fucking..." "What an appalling
what
foul!"
"An appalling foul!"
shouts Lampard.
"Punish them for it, Rovers." No sign of a booking from the ref, of course.
Nah, nothing.
Different
Give
times.
A free kick, but that's all you'll get. 1981, isn't it?
Yeah, 1981. I mean, that is a... Nowadays, that tackle is a red card offence, straight red.
All day long. So Paco Diaz bent the free kick around the Hybera wall. They put "bent" in inverted commas, as if that was a new term.
Yeah, it's a new thing that's
football.
Coming from the continent. Yeah. Yeah. Bent. Oh, that sounds about fucking right.
Our English players just normally drill it right through the wall or just over the top and over the bar. This cunt's bending
it. You're going to kick the ball, kick it fucking straight. Right. Why, you're a fucking communist.
So he's bent it and the Hybera keeper's saved it. Oh, that was close. Their keeper only saw it at the last second. He'll get the rebound, though. But will he, though? "All yours, Mike," shouts the Hybera defender to Mike, the fucking goalkeeper, who is another ginger fella with an afro. "Oh, fuck me, look at this.
Oh,
fuck.
God.
This is the ugly side of football in 1981.
It is, yeah. Which was all too prevalent in this era.
The keeper is hamstrung by a yellow toilet roll, which has been thrown
which again,
under the
field.
Which, again,
would have been quite popular in those days. Nowadays, you don't see as many colours at all, do you?
No, it's...
I've always been a white toilet paper man myself.
Cream, off-white, sort of.
When you're in the toilet roll aisle in Asda, do they have a whole range of colours? Because they used to, didn't they?
I've never noticed.
I just go for white. And get out of there.
What brand do you use?
We use own brand. We use some sort of recycled Sainsbury's brand.
Hippie Bogroll.
Yeah. No, it's better. It's moved on a lot. I mean, in the old days, you would have thought, "Oh, that's going to be useless.
It's going to tear your arse to ribbons, isn't it?"
Yeah, no, now it's just good. As good as normal.
All right.
Just as good as normal.
I'm a Cashel man.
Probably a bit more expensive.
I'm a Cashel man myself.
Cashel?
Yeah.
Not Kleenex?
No. No, Cashel.
Why?
Don't know. Just found that it worked.
Just one of those loyalties.
Yeah, found that it suited all my needs.
And, fucking hell, someone's at the door.
Someone's at the door. Just going to ignore that.
It's all right. Someone else is getting it.
Brilliant. So, so this is a yellow toilet roll, and it's completely wrapped itself around the goalkeeper somehow. Mike, the goalkeeper.
Yeah.
Well, they're saying it's a streamer. It's a bog roll,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah, it's a big fucking streamer, I tell you that much. And the keeper must be a fucking weakling because it's literally just paper. Whether it's toilet paper or a streamer, either way, this is paper. It's been lobbed from the stand. And this goalkeeper is fucking pathetic, right? Because
Mike,
it's hit him. It's wrapped itself around him like a fucking boa constrictor. And it's knocked him to the floor. And he's like... Now, keepers, especially in this era, we're talking about the era of people like fucking Big Phil Parks and Steve Agrishevich.
Yeah.
Do you know what
Pat
I mean?
Pat Jennings with his massive hands.
Pat fucking Jennings. I mean, you cannot see them, those sorts of men being knocked off their feet by a fucking roll of paper.
Fucking,
this bloke's pathetic.
Fucking Mike looks like he's been consumed by a fucking coconut crab or something. You should give it a tickle. Get out of it.
Ah! paper.
But the Bell Sister fans are shouting, "Hey, it's party time!"
And that.
And another one shouts, "That streamer, it startled the keeper so much he's lost his balance."
Oh, I'm startled.
He has, and he's gone, and he's gone to the floor. And a Highborough fan shouts, "Those crazy Melchester fans have given Roy Race an open goal." And
do not fucking... we haven't got time to go to the next page.
No, we haven't.
I fucking know what's going to happen.
Yeah, I know as well. I can tell what's going to happen.
Pathetic, classic fucking Roy.
Twat. But, we'll find out next time. It says, "Will Roy take advantage of the fans' misbehaviour? See next week." Of course he fucking won't.
Of course he
will. There we are. My marks out of 10 for this story. I'm giving this a big 10.
Yeah, me too. This one. It was brilliant. Brilliant off the field stuff, funny on the field stuff, but half of it was all the shenanigans around the hotel and the late night.
Yeah.
And fucking Blackie going mental.
Alcohol field
really,
drama.
Really strong.
Yeah, good stuff. Right, we'll be back with the next part and we'll find out what happens next week. So,
until then, keep it cunty.
Just rest.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.